It seems like every time we turn around, there's a new cyber threat lurking around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Like, is anything online actually safe anymore? It
Right.
really makes you wonder.
Yeah, it does.
Well, today we're taking a deep dive into a really interesting example.
Okay.
It all starts with something that most people think is totally safe, the PDF. But as it turns out, PDFs can actually be weaponized in some pretty clever and dangerous ways.
Yeah, you would think a PDF is just a PDF, right?
Exactly,
No.
but it's not always that simple.
Nope.
And today we're going to talk all about one specific attack using PDFs that's been popping up more and more lately.
Definitely seeing that a lot more.
It's called Maldoc in PDF.
Right. And it's a sneaky one. It really is.
You're listening to this, you're probably already pretty familiar with cybersecurity threats and how they work. But today we're going to go deep on Maldoc in PDF.
Yeah.
We're going to break down exactly how it works, its sneaky little magic, and most importantly, what you can actually do to protect yourself and your organization.
The practical stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't want to get bogged down with all the technical jargon, right? You
Oh,
just want
what?
to know what to do to stay safe.
Exactly.
So we've been digging through a ton of research articles and security reports on Maldoc in PDF, and we've got some really interesting information to share.
Oh, yeah, we found some good stuff.
Let's start with the basics.
Okay.
What exactly is Maldoc in PDF?
Well, at its heart, it's this hybrid attack
Okay.
that mixes elements of PDFs and Word files.
Interesting.
The really tricky part is that the file is designed to look exactly like a regular PDF.
So when you open it, it looks totally normal.
Exactly. It
Yeah.
has all the right headers and structural elements that a PDF should have.
Got it. So it passes the initial eye test.
Right. So if you open it with like Adobe Reader or something, you'd probably never suspect a thing.
So what's the catch?
The catch is that hidden inside this seemingly normal PDF is a fully functional Microsoft Word document.
Oh, wow.
And
Okay.
as you probably know, Word docs can have those embedded macros in them.
Yeah. And those can be dangerous.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what the attackers are banking on with this technique.
So it's like this innocent-looking PDF is actually a Trojan horse carrying a potentially malicious Word file.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
That's pretty sneaky.
It is. And when someone opens that PDF using Microsoft Word instead of a PDF viewer, bam, that hidden Word doc gets activated.
And if it has malicious macros in it,
Game over.
what could happen then?
All sorts of bad stuff.
Like what?
Well, for starters, they could steal your sensitive data.
Like passwords and financial information. I mean,
Exactly. Or they could unleash ransomware on your system and basically lock you out of your own files until you pay a ransom.
yikes.
And even worse, they could create backdoors that give them ongoing access to your network.
So they could just come and go as they please without you even knowing.
Pretty much,
That's scary stuff.
it is not good.
So how do they even manage to pull this off?
It all comes down to how PDF and Word files are structured. Each format has its own specific markers and rules that tell software how to interpret them. And these attackers are basically manipulating the PDF file structure to sneak that Word doc data in there.
Without breaking the PDF, so to speak.
Right, the PDF still has all its core components and it still looks legitimate.
So the PDF signature and headers are all still valid.
Exactly, and that's why a lot of security tools miss it.
Because they just see a normal PDF.
Yep.
So antivirus software, for example, often relies on those file signatures to spot malware. But if the outer layer is a legitimate PDF, they might not even look at the embedded Word component.
And that's where the malicious code is hiding.
Right under our noses.
Exactly.
What about tools that are specifically designed to analyze PDFs?
Like PDF.
Yeah.
Well, they're looking at the structure of the PDF itself, not for other file formats hidden inside.
So they wouldn't necessarily flag this as suspicious?
Problem not.
And what about sandboxing?
That's another potential loophole.
How so?
Well, some sandbox environments might open a PDF using a default PDF reader. But remember, the malicious part of this attack is triggered when you open that hidden Word doc using Microsoft Word.
Right, so just viewing the PDF wouldn't set off any alarms in the sandbox.
Exactly. The sandbox would see a benign PDF and think everything is fine.
Wow, it's really designed to slip through the cracks.
It really is.
So the attack is really relying on the user opening the file in Microsoft Word.
Yep, that's the trigger.
And that's what makes it so effective, because a lot of people probably wouldn't think twice about opening a PDF.
Especially if they think PDFs are inherently safe.
Right, they might be more wary of a Word doc because of the whole macro thing.
Exactly.
So let's walk through a typical attack scenario.
Okay.
Let's say you get an email that looks completely legitimate,
Could be from a vendor.
or a bank, or even a government agency.
Right.
and there's a PDF attached.
An invoice, maybe, or a contract.
Something that seems totally normal.
Something you'd expect to receive.
So you open it without thinking twice.
And if you open it in a PDF viewer, you'll probably just see a regular document.
But if you open it in a Microsoft Word,
that's when the trouble starts.
Because that hidden Word doc gets activated.
Yep. And if it has malicious macros in it, they'll automatically execute.
And once those macros are running, what can they do?
Pretty much anything the attackers want.
Give me some examples.
They could download more malware from a remote server.
Like what kind of malware?
Could be a keylogger that records everything you type.
Oh, so they could steal your passwords that way.
Exactly. Or they could install a remote access Trojan.
What's that?
It basically gives them remote control of your computer.
So they could see everything you're doing.
Yep. And they could access your files and even use your webcam and microphone without you knowing.
That's creepy.
It is.
And they could steal sensitive data directly from your system.
Oh, yeah.
And send it back to their servers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really exploiting that trust that people have in PDFs.
Absolutely.
People might be more cautious about opening a Word doc with macros.
Right.
But they might not think twice about a PDF.
It's a clever tactic.
It really is.
Exploiting those assumptions.
So how can we detect these hidden threats if traditional security measures aren't always effective?
Well, we need to get a little more sophisticated.
Okay, what are our options?
One tool that's really helpful is called OLIVIE.
What's that stand for?
It stands for Object Linking and Embedding Visual Basic for Applications Analysis Tool.
Catchy.
But what it does is it scans Office documents for macros.
Even if they're embedded in PDFs.
Exactly. That's the key.
So it can find those malicious macros that are hiding in the PDF wrapper.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
It's a good one.
What else?
Another powerful technique is using custom YARA rules.
I've heard of YARA.
It's a pattern matching tool that lets you create rules to identify files based on specific characteristics.
So in this case, we could create YARA rules to look for the specific combination of PDF and Word signatures within a single file.
Exactly. That code occurrence is a pretty strong indicator that something fishy is going on.
Because you wouldn't normally expect to see both of those signatures in the same file.
Right.
So it's like a red flag.
Exactly.
And what about endpoint security?
That's crucial too.
What should we be looking for in an endpoint security solution?
You want something that goes beyond just looking for known bad files.
Okay.
You want something that uses behavioral analysis to detect suspicious activity.
So even if the file itself doesn't trigger any alerts, the endpoint security system might notice something strange happening when the file is opened.
Right. For example, it might flag a PDF that tries to download an executable from an external website as soon as it's opened in Word.
Because that's a common behavior for malware.
Exactly.
So it's not just about identifying the file itself, but about understanding what it does when it's activated.
Right. It's about looking for those telltale signs of malicious behavior.
That makes sense.
So those are some of the ways you can detect maldoc in PDF. But even more important is knowing how to protect yourself in the first place.
Okay, let's talk prevention.
The absolute first thing you should do is disable automatic execution of macros in Microsoft Word and Excel.
Across the board.
Yep. Make it the default setting for your entire organization.
And only enable macros if they're absolutely necessary.
Right. And if you do need to use macros, make sure they're digitally signed and from a trusted source.
So it's like adding an extra layer of verification.
Exactly.
What else can we do?
Email security is huge.
Because that's how these attacks usually start, right?
Yep. So you want to have robust email filtering in place to catch suspicious attachments before they even reach your users' inboxes.
And what about training our employees?
That's super important, too.
What should we be teaching them?
You want to educate them about phishing attacks.
So they know what to look for.
Right. And you want to really emphasize the importance of being cautious about opening unexpected attachments.
Even if they look like they're from someone they know.
Especially them.
Because attackers often impersonate legitimate senders.
Uh-huh.
And what about multi-factor authentication?
That's another great layer of protection.
So even if an attacker manages to steal someone's password,
it's much harder for them to actually get into the account.
Because they need that second factor of authentication.
Exactly.
So it's all about making it as difficult as possible for the attackers to succeed.
Right. You want to make them work for it, and hopefully they'll just move on to an easier target.
And what about staying informed about new threats?
That's crucial, too.
How can we do that?
There are a lot of great threat intelligence services out there.
What do they do?
They basically monitor the global threat landscape and track emerging attacks like maldoc in PDF.
So they can give us early warnings about new threats.
Exactly. And that allows us to update our security policies and defenses to to stay ahead of the curve.
So it's a constant game of cat and mouse.
It really is.
We have to keep adapting as the attackers come up with new techniques.
That's the nature of cybersecurity.
You mentioned a company called Technogian earlier. What kind of services do they offer that could help protect against these kinds of attacks?
Well, they offer a whole suite of cybersecurity solutions that are really relevant here.
Like what?
They have advanced threat detection technologies that use AI and machine learning to analyze file structures and spot suspicious files.
So they could potentially detect a maldoc in PDF file based on its unique characteristics.
Right.
What else?
They also have malware scanning and prevention services that can protect against malicious macros and other hidden threats.
And those services would work in real time?
Yep.
That's great.
And they also offer cybersecurity awareness training to help educate employees about best practices for handling documents and identifying risks.
So they cover the human element as well.
Exactly, because that's often the weakest link in the chain.
Right.
And they also provide 247 threat monitoring services to keep an eye on network traffic and endpoint activity.
So they can spot potential attacks in progress. That's a pretty comprehensive approach.
It is.
It sounds like it takes a multi-layered approach to really protect against these kinds of attacks.
Absolutely. You need a combination of proactive security measures, advanced detection capabilities, ongoing employee education, and continuous monitoring.
Wow, this has been a really eye-opening look at a very serious threat.
Yeah, it's definitely something to take seriously.
It really highlights the fact that we can't just assume that any file format is safe.
You got to be vigilant.
Exactly.
And you got to stay informed.
Right, because the attackers are always coming up with new tricks.
Yeah.
So we got to stay ahead of the game.
Absolutely.
So to wrap things up, I want to leave you with this thought. Think about all the digital documents you interact with every day.
Emails, attachments, downloads.
Everything.
Yeah.
Could a seemingly harmless PDF be hiding something dangerous?
It's possible.
It really is.
And that's the scary part.
What steps can you take today to make sure you and your organization are protected against this evolving threat?
Take a look at your macro settings.
Make sure they're disabled by default. Talk to your IT team about email filtering and endpoint security.
Yeah.
And most importantly, stay informed and stay vigilant.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
The threat landscape is always changing, so we got to stay ahead of the curve.
That's cybersecurity in a nutshell.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into maldoc and PDF.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, stay safe out there.
You too.